Congratulations going out to Mackenzie. How long has it been? A few years?
This is a very special day. I never, ever win, so I feel like a lot of magic is going to happen for all of us on this Monday.
All right. Can you magically our AC start working? It's hotter than Hades in here.
Yeah. It's so funny. My AC in my place went out last week, and now it's out where I work, too.
Are we sensing a theme here?
I like it hot.
All right. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, live the web girl out sick today, and producer Porkchop. Who knows what he's got going on? He's just hot, so we'll find out
more
about
that. Well,
he's
wearing a sweatshirt.
He is.
And it's 100 degrees
here. Dude, you can go shirtless if you want, man. Take it off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Why not, man? Come on.
Just, okay.
You take your shirt off, I'll take mine. Mackenzie, no pressure.
Pass. I actually have a cute jumpsuit on, so I can't even, I don't even have, this is one full unit.
Oh, wow. Interesting. You know what's funny? Porkchop has the exact same thing on underneath his hoodie.
I love it. He looks so cute.
Who wore it better?
Yeah.
Hashtag outfit of the day. I found this list, and I thought it was pretty interesting. If you wanted to chime in, 833-563-2539. It's the biggest modern inconveniences. I guess you could say like hashtag first world probs. But I was like, you know what? These really do nowadays. When they happen, they can mess up your day. They can certainly suck. In no particular order here, the top list of modern inconveniences. They say intermittent Wi-Fi, like when your Wi-Fi goes in and out.
Yep.
I don't know why. Is it just our job? Is it everybody's? But our Wi-Fi is like dial-up would be faster.
It is. It's true.
And sometimes, like when we get here at like 5 a.m., magically it works decent. But at like 5:10, it's like, you know what?
I'm tired now. I don't want to work anymore.
You're working for the day? I'm going to stop working for you. one thing they say is a modern inconvenience because there's so many things with technology that helps us out. How about getting calls from unknown numbers? When you do that, do you pick up or do you not? Because nowadays,
no. They
scam you because the number looks so similar to your number.
I did it once. Just like I had a wild card moment. I was like, I'm just going to pick up and see who this is. And it was a freak. So I'm never doing it again.
Wait, what do you mean like a freak?
It was somebody that got my number from somebody and was pretending to be somebody else, and it was really strange.
That sounds criminal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
One thing we run into now is that there's like two-factor authentication. It might even be happening with you at work, but where you have to have like one login, like a password, then you have to put in something from your phone, like it'll text it.
I can never remember all my passwords. My mom, this is so cute, Kiki, she legit has a book, and it says passwords on the front of the book, like a notebook, and it has all of her passwords. And I'm like, Mom, don't put like passwords huge on the title of your notebook.
I would put like Kiki's meatloaf recipes.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be on the DL with it.
They put on their forgetting passwords. One thing, which I think it's getting better with technology, but it never seems to last when you're doing a lot of social media, the actual battery, like running out of phone battery, because that is the worst. If you forget to plug in or charge, Porkchop does that every day. He brings his charger, he brings it here, and he's like, oh, guys, I'm at 5%. I forgot to plug in.
It always happens to me at the airport. Always. And then my plane doesn't have the things that you plug in. It has no like USB stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ah.
If you got something you're like, man, this is just like the biggest modern inconvenience that you hate dealing with, let us know. 833-563-2539. A couple of these, Mackenzie, I saw on this list made me think of you because you were on a flight. You did a quick flight to New York and out this weekend. They say paying extra for luggage on a flight, also not having enough leg room on a journey.
My biggest pet peeve, I'm not a light packer, because a shocker, I know, but because I'm always like, oh, I need a day outfit, a night outfit, multiple shoes, yada, yada. But when you have to pay, when I'm like at 40, like I try to get about 49 pounds, because if you're over 50, sometimes you have to pay $100 if your bag is too heavy. And if you're legit at like 51, come on, be cool, let me slide. Because no one wants to be that girl or guy that has to open their luggage and take things out and ruffle out. Your bras are flying, people are staring, it's the worst.
What do you have in there? Because your bras, I can't imagine, weigh that much. Like, what is putting you over the weight limit?
It's shoes.
Okay.
Because shoes are just heavy.
It's a slippery slope, though. We start allowing Mackenzie's shoes to be 51, 52 pounds soon.
I tried. The thing was, I was trying not to bring two bags, so I shoved everything in one bag, and then but guess what? I cleared it at 49.7.
My mother-in-law, woo! I still give her crap about this. It was the first time I ever went with them on a big family vacation, and we all traveled to Costa Rica. We were coming back from Costa Rica to America, and her bag, same thing, was 51 pounds. Ugh. Do you know what she had in her suitcase, which she took out, and she was so mad about throwing it away, but I'll never let her deliver it down? It was a Costa Rican version of cornflakes. It was like Costa Rican crunch.
Oh, she couldn't
take
it back.
I swear to God, she brought a box of cereal with her home.
Could she not just carry that on?
She ended up doing that.
Oh,
but
cool.
It's like, you're telling me that's you're wasting all
it's
this money on that?
Putting you over the edge. Don't pay $100 for
so
that.
So this whole thing, hashtag first world probs. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and share the biggest modern inconvenience for you.